criticizer is someone who is just where they are in life. They're all gifts. Everything that happens to you, everybody that you run into in your life, they teach you something about yourself. And to me, I just see all of those people as tests. They're just tests for me to see whether I can, in fact, send them something useful and positive and not let them get to me. You see, the minute that a criticizer or someone who's nasty to you starts getting to you, what you've really done is given up control of your life to them. You've said that their opinions of you are more important than your own, or you've just said, here's my strings right here, you just pull them for a little while, and I'll go around being upset because of the way you are reacting to me. But if you see them as just that's where they are in their path, and that's how they behave, and that it has nothing to do with you, you're not going to make yourself miserable because they choose to act or react to you that way, then before long, you can turn those kind of people around. You really can. You take two or three people looking at a given situation, and one of them sees the anger, and another one sees the hostility, and somebody else sees the love behind it all. And the person who sees the love behind the encounter, wherever it may be, has a much better chance of not only getting what they want, but helping to turn that person around. I mean, I can think of at an airport where there's a lot of people fighting over how they're going to get seated on a plane. It's happened to me many, many times. There'll be people up there getting very antagonistic, and the clerk is trying to do her best, and she's trying to be as polite as she can. And the person who's antagonistic can only see the antagonism in this person. And I'll be watching the situation and observing it, standing back, the next person in line, and there might be two or three of those people up there, and they're all giving this person a hard time, and I'm looking at how nice she's handling it, and what a kind person she is, and how she's trying to do her absolute best. And when it's my turn to get up there, I say, wow, you're really having to struggle. You have to put up with a lot of stuff when you do a job like this. And she'll go something like, oh, yeah. I said, you know, you really handle it well, and you don't lose your cool, and you know what? I get moved up to first class, or I get the very seat that I want. She will go out of her way. When you're looking for the good, you can make any situation, almost any situation, turn around for you. But not only that, what happens is after a while, that becomes the habit. And then you don't even see the negative because you don't have that in you. You're not tuning into that kind of stuff. And you start seeing it on freeways. You wave to people and thank them for letting you in, or you expect that somebody will let you in. And if somebody doesn't, you don't internalize that. You don't say, oh, these people, who are they? You don't do any of that. You just let that go. You let them go right by, and you go on to the next person. Before long, someone will put their hand up, and they'll let you in. And you say thank you, and you smile, and you get what you want for yourself without having to be attached or hang on to all of the negativity that most people see.